The difficulties of living in rural Alaska are well known. Limited access to healthcare, expensive goods, slow internet. But what about the difficulties of dying there? Rural communities are known for supporting family members after the death of a loved one. As part of our series looking at culture in Alaska, Ann Hillman went to Pilot Station near Bethel and learned how one community helps its residents.
According to the Pilot Station Traditional Council, in 2011, community members spent more than $764,000 on bingo, pull tabs, and raffle tickets. After paying out prizes and buying supplies, the tribe had $57,000 left for the Community Support Fund. They use that money to help families pay for medical bills, unexpected expenses, and funeral costs. Mayor and Tribal Council member Abraham Kelly says the death brings the community together.
We comfort a family for 40 days. As a community, we bring food to the family. The whole community brings food and support, and we help each other out by food, a lot of food.
But they also support each other's decisions, even if they're unconventional.
Did you say hi? Yeah.
Palasa Bean sits with her granddaughter at the kitchen table.
She's really quiet. She's just trying to be shy.
Beans was shy, too, when she first met her future husband at a dance about 30 years ago.
Well, I couldn't believe he existed because I dreamt about him when I was 10, when I lived in Aniak.
She was 14 when she met Bruce in Pilot Station.
When did you finally get the courage to talk to him?
When I was 16.
What did you say? Do you remember?
I think I'll keep that private.
They were married for nearly 25 years when he died in 2010.
He was going up to our fish camp to light the smokehouse, and he probably hit something underwater and got thrown out of a boat and drowned.
Her husband was alone the day he died, and no one saw exactly what happened. When he didn't return home after about 36 hours, his son and nephew went out to look for him. They found his empty boat. Searchers dragged the river the next day and pulled up his body. Typically, if a person dies unexpectedly and without witnesses, the body must be sent to the medical examiner's office in Anchorage. State Medical Examiner Catherine Raven explains that her role is to make sure the family and the state know the exact cause of death.
You have to have someone who's qualified, who has a medical background, to determine, does this look like a poisoning? Is this a gunshot wound? We've had several cases that have come in as drownings that have been homicides. We've had several cases come in as naturals that have been homicides. We've had several cases come in as homicides that were naturals.
She says that families are more likely to request an examination than to refuse it. Having bodies examined can also reduce public health risks. If a person dies of a contagious disease, the examiner will catch it and make sure everyone in contact with that person is treated.
There is a reason there's a coroner medical examiner system in place. It's a huge reason. And without that, and by not having cases come in and looked at and approved, and we'd be going back really to medieval times.
Raven says it's just not possible to have medical examiners at all of the regional hubs. When the examiner's office requests a body to be sent to Anchorage, they will pay for the transport costs to and from the place of death. That didn't matter to Palasa Beans. She refused to let her husband be removed from the village.
But just think of the pain of how you have lost your loved one, and to put on top of that if they had to take him away.
Though community members were told by the state troopers not to wash his body or to move it back to Beans' home, they decided to support her decision. And when the medical examiner could not issue a death certificate without seeing the body, the tribal council decided to design and issue its own.
We agreed that it didn't have to look exactly like a state death certificate, but, we have witnesses sign that saw his body, that he was gone.
Pilot Station is the first tribe to create its own death certificate. It is not recognized as a legal document by any state or federal agencies. That means it can't be used for collecting insurance payments or Social Security. Beans got around some of those limitations by using the police report in place of an official death certificate. A statement issued by Alaska's legal department says that they cannot recognize tribally issued death certificates because a body needs to be examined by a medical professional. But whatever the legal issues, in Pilot Station, it's just one more way to support a community member through the death of a loved one. For APRN, I'm Ann Hillman.